This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:26, down 3.5 on the open. March, 5:36, down 9.5. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 4.99, down 1 on the open. March, 5:16, down 4.25. May, 5:19, down 6. July, 4.98, down 4 on the open. December corn opened at 3.69, down 5 on the open. March, 3.82, down 5. May, 3.83, down 8.25. July, 3.88, down 6.75. September, 3.64.5, down 8.25. December, 3.54.5, down 5.75 on the open. December oats opened at 2:51¾, down 4.25 on the open. March also down 4.25 at 2:64. January soybeans opened at 6.66, down 11 on the open. March 6.78, down 14. May 6.91, down 9. July 7.04, down 5.75. Red line November 7.12, down 14.75 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 185.50, down 2.90 on the open. January, 188, down 2.40. December soybean oil opened at 28.90, down 33 on the open. January, 29.40, down 27. At the Merck January feeders, open at 97.50, up 52.5 on the open. March, 96.90, up 55. April, 97.40, up 60 on the open. December live cattle opened at 85.40, down 10 on the open. February, 89, down 10. April, 90, down 27.5. June, 87.25, down 7.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 61 even, down 12.5 on the open. February, 64.40, down 2.5. April, 67.50, down 12.5. May, 72, down 95 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 92 even, up 2.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
To what do we owe the weakness this morning?
Well, we basically see the technical sell-off, per se. Fundamentally, we've got favorable weather in the southern hemisphere. And also, too, fundamentally, we're seeing maybe the Asia bean buying spurge has gone on hold here for a little while as they start to prepare for their year-end lunar holiday festivities and schedule and so forth. Also, too, technically, we saw that fundamental news to push in a position where we went below the previous week's low, which generated a ton of technical selling here this morning.
January soybeans now trading at 6.65¼, have been as low as 6.63. They gapped lower this morning there, Kurt, fell under the 20-day moving average and appear headed for a little gap at 6.59.
We could see a meltdown to the 6.50 area over time. The indicators are rolling over, as you mentioned, especially as we start to move below some of these key moving average levels. The stochastics and so forth has indicated bullish trend divergences, so we're probably due to back and fill. Oftentimes, when you see some uptrends into the Thanksgiving time window, you see a little corrections as we go through the month of December.
Do you think that the July high then at 6.49 holds?
The high? No. We're going to plow through it later on down the road in through here. We've lost an incredible amount of bean acres due to producers shifting heavily to corn. And as the trade starts to get a handle that after the first year, we would run into some weather concerns next summer. We'll more than double that high.
Let's turn your attention to corn then. March now, 379 1/4, down 7 3/4. It is definitely approaching its 20-day moving average if it has not already ticked it. Also has fallen under the short-term uptrend line that was established back in late October. What are you looking for here this week?
Last week's low at 377. We've dipped down to 76.5 and bounced off that. If we start to penetrate that, that might put some funds in liquidation mode here for a while. So I think it's very, very important to hold last week's lows there. If we can do that, you can consider the trend still up. But you know, if these beans sink lower here, it could pull corn with it a little.
There is a gap of 6.5 cents back by 2 November around the 350 area. If the levels you talked about get invaded, is that a target then?
That very well could be. You know, you start to use your retracements and so forth. You use some speed lines to also find some support levels under the market. From a long-term perspective, you can go back to 350 and still be considered in a long-term uptrend.
And turn your attention then to the wheat, which doesn't seem to be down quite as much as the other two pits.
Well, it's going to be a follower here. Wheat news is thin. Demand for wheat's extremely light compared to usually a seasonal pickup in through this two-week time window. Also, too, wheat's looking at larger world wheat acres that's been sown. Also, larger domestic wheat acres that's been sown. So, we'll see how wheat unfolds as we go down the road in here, but wheat's just going to take the back seat to the corn and beans here over the next 3 to 4 months.
So the question is, for the remainder of December, are the short-term tops in place?
I think we can consolidate. I wouldn't rule out testing the highs. I don't know if we'll go much above it. I think the market's due to consolidate. That would be very healthy. And some more of a consolidating type distribution pattern. Then after that, we'll have to sort of monitor these funds. Typically, the funds come in the first week of the month and be a buyer, so everybody's anxious to wait and see if they'll do that, see how high they want to push the price.
Already rumors that they may not come in this month.
Yeah, who knows? You know, they've got a money management program they follow. If they get the green light to do it, they'll be there bright and early to do it, so the market's sort of waiting for them to make up their mind. But in the meantime, we'll probably trade fundamentals, and we'll see what this morning's weekly export inspection report shows here at 10 o'clock. The trade's looking for last week's wheat shipments to be anywhere from 14 to 18 million bushels, corn 38 to 44 million bushels, and the beans anywhere from 23 to 30 million bushels.
I find it interesting that the trade thinks a 30 million bushel shipment in soybeans is disappointing.
Well, you're correct. When you look at the sales and shipments, we're much larger than a year ago. I think it's part of this bullish enthusiasm that the exporters are scared that the domestic ethanol guys are going to use up all the corn here in the U.S., and they won't get their lion's share of it. Same thing on the bean side with the producers heavily going corn. That bean acre is going to be short. So we've pulled forward a lot of this demand up front here, which was well projected by a lot of the analysts clear back last fall, and the idea that we'll price a lot of this up front here, which we're seeing confirmation of.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Taking a look at the current tick in Kansas City, December wheat 522 down 7.5 at the Board of Trade. December wheat 497 down 3. March 517 down 3 3/4. December corn 365 3/4 down 8 1/4. March 379 down 8. May 384 1/4 down 7. July 388 down 6 3/4. January beans 665 down 12. March 679 down 13. May, 689, down 11. Novi, 716, down 10 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal, 184.50, down 390. December soybean oil, 28.92, down 31. At the Merck January feeder cattle, 97.55, up 57.5. December live cattle, 85.52.5, up 2.5. And December lean hogs, 60.35, down 77.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.